We are Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff!
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine ambition, I'm reaching my threshold, staring at the tree till I'm blind.
Bibbidi bibbidi boppity boopity boop, and this is where we're at in Afterrot Land. I hope you can hear me clearly because I am enunciating the words I speak because that's what I do. So, that's in the wrong spot. Nah, actually, it's in the right spot. Let's put it in the other spot. Let's put it over the spot on this spot because then I can talk to this spot and then you know what I mean? It's all what it's going to be. It's what it's going to be. It's there. It's there. Hey, Jack. Hey, Mark. Hey, everybody else who's listening. Tonight is a special episode. I didn't really make much of a mention of it in the postings on the onlines and the social media things, but tonight is a special episode. This marks 10 years. I have been doing this shit for 10 years now, and gosh darn it, I'll probably still keep doing it. 10 years, man. 10 years. 2012 is when my first episode came out on April 1st. Which would have been last week, but I didn't have a show last week, so it would be this week would be the next exact 10-year mark. 10 years, man. 10. It's like, can you dig it? Can you dig it, dog? I'm not going to say that again because that just sounds wrong. And yes, it's Ash Zombie Day. Thanks, Jack. So, some of the things that happened in 2012. A lot of things happened. A lot of things didn't happen, but a lot of things. I love reading the headlines for these years as it goes by. One of the things I loved is Sci-Fi Returns, and then they talk about The Hobbit. The Hobbit came out 10 years ago in 2012. Prometheus by Ridley Scott came out. Total Recall got a remake. Okay. Pacific Rim. Star Trek Into Darkness. Fun stuff. I actually liked almost all of those, and they were good. Now, other things that happened in that year... Microsoft Windows 8. I'll leave that alone. iPhone 8. What the? I mean, come on, we're at 13 now. Stop Online Piracy Act was in the 2011 review, and then apparently became a bigger story in 2012, as they actually started talking about more internet shit, eh? Tim Cook, first year as CEO at Apple. Wow, that was a big deal. The previous guy, Steve Jobs, did kind of leave in an unceremonious way. So I'm not going to go more on that. Apple Samsung trial. Okay, there's a lot of tech stuff. Well, it was a tech media company I was looking up because I'm into technology. Okay, fine. Twitter, the media company. Wait, what? So Twitter was not a big thing before 2012? Come on, it was a big thing. Maybe not as big, and it's probably getting bigger, but it's now bigger. I mean, come on. Elon Musk just bought 9% of the company recently. I was like, what? What? Okay, so that stock's going to... I should have had stock. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Let's see. We got other stuff about Instagram, some other stuff. I never even heard of those two programs, so I don't even know what happened to them. They probably just disappeared in 10 years, so obviously not very important. Facebook has been in the news for like, what, 20 years now? On and off again with different stories, different relevancies, all that sort of crap. We got some space going back to space, Neil Armstrong and the Curiosity. Here's a big one. Obama, 2012 election in Congress and federal stuff. All that stuff. You know, I'm not really going to go into it because I don't really care. memes go mainstream. Well, that was interesting because they're showing a couple of pictures where girlfriend wants cuddles, makes fart noises on her. What? Gets up 2 hours early to do homework, spends 2 hours looking at LOL cats. Yeah, memes, man. They are the something something. Kickstarter started making a big deal back then. It's like, what? And then we have all this other stuff going on. So now, tonight's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and do a little bit of the year in review at that year and then play an excerpt. I randomly selected an episode from every year. And I'm going to play a little bit from each episode. I don't know what's in the episode more than just some random stuff. I mean, I did kind of pick ones that I had highlights that said, oh, this person was in a guest, or this happened, or something like that. I don't know at what point I'm going to be playing in the episode. I'm just going to pick a random spot and just play from there. Because shit's funny when it's like random, right? So I'm just going to pick a random part on this one, and it's not going to be at the intermezzo time. And hopefully this will not be too loud and blow your speakers, but if it does, I'm a warning you, warning you, warning. Get the warning. That's about as much warning as I'm going to give you, because it's like, pfft.
I would cook up a mean brain lasagna. Because it's going to have lots of cheese as well. Because you know what? Lasagna is full of cheese. I love cheese.
Yes, and lasagna's all layers. You can't forget the noodles.
Ah, so what are we going to use? We're going to use face meat for the noodles. Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. So layers of face meat with
layers of face meat for the noodles.
Yep. And then chunks of brain meat
for like the ground beef.
Yeah. Smart food.
What do you use for the sauce?
Come on. That should be self-evident. Blood.
Don't tell me blood. Oh.
Blood. Buckets and buckets and buckets more of blood.
Now, what do you use for all the cheeses?
What do you mean?
Because you have your ricotta cheese, you have your mozzarella.
Well, now you're just getting fancy.
Parmesan. You have your.
Yeah, we'll use all those.
You'll just use normal cheeses?
Yeah, I like cheese. Cheese is good. Especially that Parmesan cheese. It smells like smelly feet. I love it. I say, throw on the extra Parmesan cheese. Just throw it on, lots of it. Okay. Why? Well, I like to smell like smelly feet.
Smelly feet.
That's neat. Smelly feet. That's neat. Can't compete on smelly feet. As you can tell, I'm in a bit of a weird mood tonight. A wee bit.
That's always good.
That's not what the old lady said at the light when I told her to get the hell out of my way. I was going to eat her.
Well, okay, you told her you were going to eat her.
She was rubbernecking looking at the accident in the other lane. It took me 15 minutes to get from point A to point B just to get past this stupid accident scene in the opposite direction. By the way...
Because everyone has to rubberneck to look at the accidents. Do you know that?
Guess what happens when you rubberneck?
More accidents?
Statistical probability increases by approximately 28% per minute of occurrence of waiting and rubbernecking. Okay, that's just dumb. By the way, I don't like rubbernecking. I get infuriated when I see rubbernecking going on. You are not going to see anything. I don't. I will watch as I'm driving to make sure that it's not going to be a concern for me. And if I see that there is something on, there's no way I can see anything going on there. Like right driving right up beside it. I'm sorry. Unless I come down to a drop dead stop, full on stop for several minutes, you aren't going to be able to see anything going on over there. You just can't. So, what's the point? Keep moving. If there's going to be anything of interest to see on it, it'll be on the news. It'll be on Twitter. It'll be on Google. It'll be on Facebook. Somebody will post a picture. Bodies splattered all over the place. Ooh! As you can tell, I'm not a big fan of rubbernecking. I actually get very angry.
Brain lasagna.
Yes, I want some brain lasagna. Who's going to make me some brain lasagna?
I'm sorry, you said blood. I can't do it.
No, not a fan of the blood?
No.
Okay, I got several movies that you should never watch. One of them.
I don't mind, like, blood in the movies, but, like, real blood, the smell of it.
The smell of it? Is your sense of smell that well developed?
It smells funny.
It smells like copper.
I don't like it.
Okay, how close are you getting to the blood to smell it?
Like, I've been to, like, you know when the first cross goes and does the blood draws?
I actually do not know.
Okay, well, I've been at, like, blood draw things for the Red Cross, and No. I don't like the sight of blood either. Like, real blood.
Okay. Well.
Okay, so that was episode 17 in the early years of 2012 with Jazzy as my co-host and talking about blood and brain lasagnas and other fun stuff. Woohoo! So, and then we're going to move over to 2013. 2013 was a big year as well. I mean, this is fun because I'm actually reading stuff that I completely forgot had happened. And the NSA leaks. Edward Snowden leaked all of that stuff about the U.S. Military stuff. And, hey, look, crap happened. And we're still going around to this crap again. It's the cycle of life, man. People keep doing stupid shit and weird shit and keep doing the shit all over again. It's a thing, man. So apparently the Boston bombings happened in 2013. It's like, well, that was some big shit. Some guy decides to blow up some things and screw the shit out of a lot of people. And it was big. That was a very defining moment for 2013. I mean, I remember that because I remember, well, I don't remember it being in 2013. I just remember it happening. It's like the connection between when it happened. As far as I'm concerned, it felt like it was like 15 years ago, but it was actually less than 9 years ago. So a lot of stuff about domestic drones and the military using drones in the U.S. airspace and all that stuff. So that was some weird shit. Elon Musk was really starting to make waves in the news, kind of just basically every day doing something new, something just wacky, whatever his normal wacky stuff was. I mean, the rise of Tesla over these last 10 years has been an amazing story. He's still a weird individual with all kinds of pop culture crap and everything. But he's definitely helping to push the envelope of intelligence and smart shit and green shit and also making a lot of money. That just seems to be how he does stuff. Jeff Bezos as well became something interesting as a newsworthy event. I mean, they started talking about in 2013 about a plan to use drones to deliver packages through the sky as opposed to through the earth. I'm sorry, I just had to say that. And now it was like, wait, this is actually almost around the corner where we will actually have drones being dropped off. I mean, we have drones in various military theaters where they're, where there's some terrorist activity going on, people trying to use them as bomb things. There's some drone emergency stuff being dropped in areas where it needs some activity, and some they've been using them for rescue stuff as well. It's kind of cool. The hall sets, and we have a new person there in the chat room. Hello. I just say that because I don't know who that is yet. And let's see what else we got. Bitcoin. Holy shit, man! It was $1,000 a coin back then. A single poison coin at 1,000. What is it right now? 53,000 in 9 years? Holy sheep stuff. That's like, wow. Twitter, of course, went IPO for the first time. It was a big hit, whereas Facebook's was a big fail. You know? So it's like, it's fun. I mean, what's this talk about Yahoo? Did Yahoo ever actually really come back? I don't know. Yahoo's been some weird kind of company in the back. Microsoft doing some weird shit. Oh yeah, Snapchat went into still going around. People said it would disappear quickly. It didn't. Music. Oh yes, music apps and all that stuff. Spotify, Shopify, all that stuff came back and just started doing some weird ass shit. Sorry, I had to make comments there. Netflix Studio. That's interesting. So a big change for Netflix doing some amazing stuff and becoming a... Well, they were working on a Halo series back then? That's 9 years ago. The show just came out 2 weeks ago. Wow, that's a little on the bizarre side. Imagine the time goes by. Google gets wired. Yeah, whatever. Google kills a reader? What? Oh, the reader, the Google reader. Yeah, okay. Banksy did something in New York. Mars was a... oh my God. Wait, no. Hey, what? Mars landing was... That wasn't 2012, 2013? Holy crap. Oh, no, that was just the probe. That wasn't the actual lander yet. That was just the probe thing. It's just a drop-in whatever. It wasn't the actual lander yet. That was, like, I was pretty sure, and that was only, like, the year before last or whatever. Changes in the iPhone. Oh, yeah, Chelsea Manning, the trial, was in 2013. That was some big stuff going on. And Chelsea got paroled, like, February 2020. Yeah, that's right. 2020, 2021, that was recently. I remember reading about that one. Congress, blah, Facebook didn't get thing. BlackBerry, oh yeah, BlackBerry did a rocky thing. They kind of really faded off quite a bit. Stuff there. Climate change has been in the news like forever. All this other stuff, other stuff. Oh yeah, PS4 was announced. It didn't come out. Actually, I think it came out towards the end of the 2013, didn't it? And a whole bunch of, actually, 2013 looks kind of boring. So let's go right into a 2013 episode. Let's see, let's pick a spot, any spot. What spot are we going to pick? Let's pick right about there. I don't know what it's going to do, but here we go.
Just two are saying, I don't know if you know the significance of the name you're using, but, and then they'd give a little like, and I wasn't one of them, but there was like five or six people that did this. And then she would like tell them all, well, I'm Janet Morris, and that's why I'm using this name. And that started things rolling. I mean, she was reconnected with an old friend she hadn't talked to in a while, but who had co-written a nonfiction book with her. She had been contacted by a friend of mine named Ed McEwen, who I mentioned earlier is not only a friend, but he's a co-writer of Shada, and he's the official editor. And, you know, a woman named Sarah. And all these people immediately, you know, were enthused that, you know, she was kind of talking with the world, you know, and getting back in touch with fandom and all that. Within, like, you know, a day or something of, you know, creating a Facebook account. And what happened was that Richard Groller and Ed McEwen, you know, just offhand mentioned to her, you know, it's too bad you don't restart the Heroes in Hell series, because I got this great story that would be great, like, if you were going to do, like, Lawyers in Hell. And he kind of said it half as a joke. And this was within, like, a day or two of her just creating her Facebook account. And then Richard Groller said, you know, I'd written a story back in 1989 that was going to be in the 11th Heroes in Hell volume that never occurred. And so he'd been hanging on to it for a couple decades. So between him saying that and Ed saying, wouldn't it be fun to do a Lawyers in Hell anthology, half-jokingly, she said, let's do it. I mean, that's how quickly it occurred. This wasn't over months, over weeks, or even over days. It was just shortly after she created her account, some people contacted her, so just jokingly, half-jokingly said, you know, a few comments, and she said, let's do it. And like a day or two after that, Ed contacts me via email and says, Jenna Morris is restarting Heroes in Hell with a volume called Lawyers in Hell. I'd like to invite you on board. And that's how things got rolling.
That's called serendipity, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Without the yo part, just the serendipity.
Yeah, because, you know, I wasn't a known writer. I didn't have, like, you know, a handful of stories I'd sold at official rates. I'm not a full member of, you know, the Horror Writers Association or the Science Fiction Writers Association. I didn't really have what I call a following. You know, I'd basically spent the last 5 years publishing about 60 short stories at this time. You know, now it's like about 100 short stories, but at that time, about 50 to 60 short stories on venues that either didn't pay, but maybe would give you a free copy of something, or that paid very little, like, you know, 1 cent a word. And but, you know, I was invited on board, you know, by Ed, and Ed had impressed Janet, and I, you know, some of my ideas impressed her. And things started rolling from there, and it's been a fun ride. And I'm actually going in a different direction than I think what most of the writers did in the series before and are doing right now. What most people seem to do is they'll create one character, or they'll have one character from history. So that's what a lot of people do, is they'll have a person who really lived, like 100, 200, 300 years ago, or someone that was, you know, supposedly lived, you know, might have been part of a myth, and they'll have that be their character in their short story. And what happens is, with each successive Heroes in Hell volume, they will continue the adventure of that person or persons. Well, I decided that was just too easy for me. I wanted to make it as hard as I could. So I've been in 3 books so far, and in each one, I have new characters in each one that have their own new standalone story, and that's been a lot of fun.
So with the Hell series and the reboot, we have the 3 volumes: Lawyers in Hell, Rogues in Hell, and Dreamers in Hell.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of characters have been using?
Oh gee, in Rogues in Hell I used Odysseus, and Wilbur Wright and Charles Blondin, who was the first man to walk across Niagara Falls on a wire. He was a wire walker. And in my most recent one, I use, my mind's blanking on me, he's the father of the Soviet space program.
I'm trying to say Yukov, but that's not the guy's last name.
No, actually, I got it right here. If you give me a second,
Google, power of the internet. It's at your fingertips.
Actually, no, I've got a copy of the book in front of me.
Even better.
I'm just scrolling. Sergei Pavlovich Korolev, former father of the Soviet space program. And here's the best part. Current president-elect of the IEEE, which is an acronym for the Institute of Terrified and Tortured Technicians. And no, I'm not saying anything bad about my job, which is working for the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers. That's all I will say about that. And actually, the other interesting thing was, you know, I did something that a lot of people aren't doing now. My first short story was called The Register, and that was in Lawyers in Hell. And what I did was I created a fictional character. I decided not to take somebody out of history or myth, but, you know, an all-new character. And it's called The Register, and what he does is he works for the rating department for the Hell Register of Predominantly Damned Lawyers. And, you know, the background for that is I used to be an editor on the Martindale Hubbell Law Directory, which was, you know, directly affiliated with the Bar Register of Preeminent Lawyers. And though I never worked in the ratings division, I did do some editorial work on the Bar Register. So let's just say I had a lot of background in that. So that's generally what I try to bring to each of my short stories, is either something from an experience I've had or something that I was really strongly, interested in. Say my second short story, the one that I said had Odysseus in it, or also known as Ulysses, was called Hell Road Truckers. And that came from a few things. I don't know if you're familiar with the famous French film, The Wages of Fear.
Heard of it. Never watched it.
Yeah, that was remade in, was it the mid-1970s, a film called Sorcerer, which, of course, had nothing to do with magic.
Of course not.
About, these three down-on-their-luck guys, somewhere in South America, who are offered a job, and they need the money so bad they'll do it. And, of course, the job is they've got to carry large packages of, like, ancient dripping dynamite through a jungle on the back of trucks because they're badly needed.
I have seen this movie.
It's like a hell mission, yeah. And, of course, the original version was in black and white, and it was a French movie. Then there was the remake of it, which is actually a great film. Then there have been, like,
That was Way Back Lives in 2013. That was episode 62 with a guest by the name of Michael H. Hansen, a fellow author in the Heroes in Hell series. Say hi, Jack.
Hi.
Actually, Jack didn't say that because he's in the chat room, not actually, because he's also a hell author, too. So that was a lot of fun. That was in the time period when I was getting more guests on the show, and I will be bringing more guests in the future. It's just a matter of timing and rearranging things and all that other crap that goes into all that other crap. So in the meantime, while I don't have guests, I do my shtick the way I do my shtick, as I've always done my shtick, and I'm going to continue doing my shtick. And now to 2014. Big emphasis on Black Lives Matter. That really was breaking across the epicenter of life and everything else, because that shit was becoming... That shit was becoming more in the face in the media and stuff like that. The social medias, Twitter, Facebook, all those fun things were able to project that narrative and that message across more screens, more people's lives. And it was really introducing a lot more of the ability to show the kind of information that needed to be shown, that needed to be shared, that needed to be actually learned from. Because a lot of people still don't want to learn. And there's, the retrospective of 2021. Oh, wait, I'm going to get there. And 2022 is like, people don't want to listen to real things. They want to listen to made-up facts. Okay, moving away. The legal weed makes big strides. Okay. That one I'm not going to talk about there. Apparently weed started becoming more favorable in the U.S. And it's like, I don't know when it got legalized in Canada. I think that was not 2014. I think that was like maybe 2015, 2016. I don't know. That just sounds weird. Here's the big one. Guess what big disease came out popular in 2014? Ebola.
I thought it for some reason was around a lot longer than that, but apparently in 2014 is when a few key deaths and some other crap started happening, where the amount of people who were dying from it was like so much that it was starting to take notice in the Western world, where it's like, oh, hey, actually there's something going on now. We gotta do something about that stuff. And it's like, okay. Smartwatches, I don't care. It was like, whatever. Lots of stuff about the cord, because I'm a cord cutter. When did I cut the cord? Was it around 2014? Might be right about that. You know, it's very close to that. I don't know. Microsoft, new boss. Who cares? Let's see. What's this one? Big phones. Yeah, Apple started doing bigger phones. I don't know why. I'm still not on the boat with that one. I like the medium-sized and smaller-sized ones. We'll move forward. Net neutrality was becoming a big thing. That was cool. I do agree with and believe in net neutrality because, quite frankly, no government, no police force, no group should be telling anyone other group how they should or should not express themselves. Now, there are bounds of decency and stuff like that, but at the same point, the actual individual, hey, I want to say good things or bad things about something, but at the same time, there are always consequences. So, moving along with that, net neutrality, good stuff. Rise of Uber. Oh yeah, Uber splashed onto the scene and started making a lot of news. Gamergate. Yeah, I remember that one too. That was social media can be weird sometimes, believe it that. ISIS. Holy crap, that's only just really. That was only like 7. No, that's like that's like 8 years ago. Fudge buckets. Huh. The hacks at Target, Home Depot and PF Chang, whole bunch of other companies where their systems just got compromised by bad people. Apple bought Beats. I don't know why, but they did. More about drones, space flight. Taylor Swift made her big comeback around that time. I was like, okay, good for her. I like her. I think she's a smart woman. I think she's got her shit together, and I think she understands exactly what she wants and what she's doing. And bully for her. I think she's a wonderful person with the way she's taking care of her music. And I like some of her music. I'm not going to say I go gaga for it. Sorry, I made a Lady Gaga joke there. But I think she's doing an awesome job with what she's doing. Same-sex marriage in America made huge strides. Oof. By November of 2014, same-sex couples in 35 states could legally marry. Nice. And there's a bunch of other stuff going on. So let's jump into 2014. Let's randomly select a spot in an episode there. I don't know what the hell that was. That was not what I was going. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Let's go right about there. Fat Boy Slim, right about now.
I just was attracted and repelled by them. Like, I was pretty freaked out as a kid for a long time. Even though, like, I grew up in a small town, so it was a pretty small cemetery, so if they did crawl out of the graves, there wasn't much damage that they maybe could really do, but the thought was still pretty freaky for me.
So a short uprising, but it's like, okay, we can handle it.
Well, no, I was terrified. I was just terrified that, you know, they drag everybody away in the night, right? So, but well, it was cool at the same time. It was like, I don't know. It was just hard to kind of hard to explain.
Okay, now I'm guessing that you continue watching zombie movies and zombie stuff and everything else.
Oh yeah, for sure.
We don't have that much time though. We get so busy. Like now, this year, honestly, it's been just all zombie walk. So.
So we gotta cram it in the month of February where we actually have like a little bit of time off.
We try and catch up.
Well, one question in the chat room was raised is when did this walk start?
2003.
That was only a short little 11 years ago. Well, that's 11 years.
That's 11 years. This is the 12th one.
Awesome. Next year will be the 13th one, which will be a really lucky, lucky, lucky number.
It will be very lucky.
Yeah, we'll be really lucky if it does happen.
Somebody will pinch hit in the end and we'll just like, hey, look, it's fun. I'm sure of it. I have confidence. I have faith. I have belief in, ooh, squirrels. So running the gamut, okay, so the difference in zombie culture and stuff like back in 2003 time period and zombie culture nowadays is like, there's even car commercials with zombies in them right now. Have you seen those?
Yes.
It was crazy when there wasn't a scene, I swear. When I got this together, before that I tried to have, like, birthday parties and get people to come out as zombies and, like, picnics and, like, no one would come. And I'd be like, I'm having a party, so just no one would show up because they would have to be a zombie to get in. So they just were like, screw that. And now it's like...
Oh, it's everywhere. Like, it's... I remember it was a pretty niche thing, too, for, like, a very long time. Like, you know, not something a lot of people were into. And now, like... Any, you know, people's grandmas come up off the street and be, you know, they were like, oh, have you seen that Walking Dead show?
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, like, it's become so hot. But I'm not complaining. I think it's fabulous. Like, it's crazy seeing these commercials.
Well, or a couple of years ago, the Sears catalog had a whole, like, they did their whole catalog. It was all zombie themed. This was maybe about, like, 3 or 4 years ago. And so they show, like, oh, get the latest Kenmore refrigerator, and it have, like, body parts in the refrigerator.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's like the total Richard Ramirez refrigerator.
I love that. I think in 5 years we're going to look back and go, I can't believe we did that. But I think it's great for now. I'm really enjoying it, except that I don't like the Ashley Madison one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I have to laugh loud about that.
What? Yeah, whether they're intact or falling apart, Ashley Madison are still kind of dirtbags.
Yeah, we're not going to comment on any of it. Just keep going on, moving on to something else.
Sorry, did they want to sponsor?
No, I'm pretty sure that even if they did want to sponsor, I'd leave that up to EW as far as that's concerned.
Sorry, EW.
But that does make me giggle, because I've seen zombie stuff for a long time. I've always been sort of like looking out into it, but it's like there's wacky stuff out there. I used to deal with people, computer stuff, and Seagate, they had an internal competition to put some marketing promotional material together. And then this one group put together a zombie apocalypse. Your hard drive will save you in the zombie apocalypse.
We had a Seagate at work. It basically caused a zombie apocalypse on the network once.
Nice! A little bit of viral infections?
Of it, sort of eating the computer from the inside out. Sorry, Seagate. Sorry, EW.
Don't worry.
That's all good.
How appropriate.
But let's go back to movies.
So that was a quick excerpt from one of my favorite couple of people who came onto the show as a guest, Taya... Oh, my crap. Why can't I remember her name? Taya Munster and her feller, Adam. They were the original organizers and hosts of the Zombie Walk in Toronto way back in 2003 it started. And they consecutively did that for many years. And that was a very, very, very fun thing. A cool Toronto local thing, and that spawned a whole bunch of other zombie walks around the world, because more people said, hey, that looks like fun. We can do that too. Why don't we do that? And then other people started doing that. But then the walk wrapped itself up because all sorts of issues and things that happened in it, and it moved on to other things, which now brings us to the year 2015. Which apparently, according to the article I was reading here, was the year that every big company, tech company, started trying to look like the same. Google was trying to look like Apple, Microsoft was trying to look like somebody else, and it's the introduction of the Pixel C from Google. It's like, does anybody remember those things? Google had their own little Android computer. It's like, I don't remember them anymore. I never even actually physically saw one because I thought they were goofy looking, but I guess some people liked them. I don't know if anybody still has them. TV dongle started showing up where you could actually use that. What else we got going on here? Silly stuff. It was like all about technology, apparently. 2015 was just really mostly about technology. I remember things about all of that stuff. And I was like, yep, let's get rid of cable companies. Let's have everybody go away and start doing everything through Netflix and other 100 other companies that are going to start streaming. They didn't exactly come into being as quickly or as fast or as well as they were all songing about it. Google was making a car. Apple was making a car. Actually, Apple did make a prototype car. I think Google is still trying to do it as well. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. Yeah, WhatsApp came around that time. Messenger, instant articles, some other crap. Time magazine had virtual reality on its front cover that year. What else we got? Pretty much 2015 was a boring year from what I can remember. I don't remember much of any of that crap that got anything going on there. So let us jump to a random part of the episode on a 2015 episode. Oh, where are we going to pick it? Are we going to... Let's go right about there. Yeah? Okay.
Well, that's... Yeah. All of that. I was just going to support by saying that there's also a comic book called Fables Cinderella where she's a spy.
Nice.
It's funny as hell.
Yeah, anything that breaks the stereotype, I'm all about that, whether it's... or shakes up any kind of form, whether it's taking an Iron Maiden song and slowing it to ballad tempo, or, making Cinderella a spy.
By the way, Roy's in the chat room.
Hi, Roy! And I realize that I'm saying that like he can really answer me back. And you know,
well, he probably will be able to in about 20 seconds when he hears it.
Okay. Cool. But anyway, everybody buy his book. It's going to be wicked cool.
Exactly. And buy your music.
Yeah.
And buy the book you're in as well.
It's on iTunes. Yes. My music is on iTunes and Amazon MP3 and stuff like that, as well as the physical CDs themselves. They're all available via CD Baby, as well as some other online sites. Louisiana Music Factory carries all my titles. Anything you can do to support a starving artist is okay by me.
Roy says hi back.
Sweet.
See? It's the internet, man. It's worldwide. It's like combining all over this world.
Yeah.
It's like trippy, man. It's like all of this stuff, electrons flowing through the machine, and the machine's yet to switch on that button that says kill everyone. It's like, it's coming, man. You know it's coming. It's coming down the pipe. You can hear it. It's like a vibe that's just like tripping. Soon to be dripping. Huh?
Back in my day, we had smoke signals.
Ah, smoke signals. I remember those.
We liked it that way.
I'm not going there. Too much of a past that I don't know anything about.
Right.
Smoke. Right. Meat. Mm. Rains. Yes. Back to the thing at hand, though. So, what kind of future things are you playing with? I mean, we got another 9 minutes. What kind of things are you planning on going to? What countries do you want to go to that you haven't been to yet?
All of them. The thing is, it's hard to go someplace unless I can tie it in with a gig. So as long as I can tie it in with a gig, I can pretty much at least come out a little bit ahead. I've got, what I would love to do is, there are a number of African countries that all seem to be connected, you know, at least near one another. Right, by Africa. Well, yeah, that's kind of a duh factor, but there's a festival in Pretoria that I really want to play in South Africa, and I know that there's one in Malawi that I would really love to play.
Gesundheit?
Oh, right. At least I didn't say Zimbabwe. But yeah, Botswana, Malawi, Mozambique, South Africa, all of those places are, you know, just kind of calling to me. I'd love to go to Scandinavia. There's some killer music up there. I really want to go to Turkey. I've been in love with Turkish music since I was 18 years old.
Nice.
Have never been to Turkey.
That was the lovely and talented Beth Patterson, another fellow Hell writer, as well as a very talented musician who is playing a lot down. She's at New Orleans. Don't know why I was trying to say something else there, because it's like, words, get in my way, man, words. I'm an old fart, it's what I do, I get confused with the words. So, she's also a very popular writer, done a number of different things, and is a very good musician. You should check her out, as I jump now into the year in 2016, and see what I can find on there. Turkey. Actually, you know what? Somebody's talking about places to go. It's like, I wouldn't mind going to Iceland. That would be a fun place to visit. A couple of other places like that. The Netherlands, different Nordic countries. I wouldn't mind visiting them. That would be interesting. So, moving on to 2016. Apparently, according to this site, nobody liked 2016. They should have come to 2020, right? Dragnet. Interesting. Nevada's $1.3 billion gamble. Oh, yeah, Tesla was really getting it big then. Public transportation. Worst train station in America. Life and death in the App Store. All sorts of other... Michelle Obama. Oh, yeah, that's right. After the Obamas left, they did the whole... they got popular on doing other stuff afterwards. Michelle wrote a book about some stuff. Star Wars lightsabers built by fans. Holy crap, $15,000 for a... Whoa, I would never do that. Okay, I'm not really seeing anything here that's... self-driving cars. Oh, yeah, they started making a big thing. Weight loss device approved by the FDA. No, I'm not going to do that either. Autonomous cars. Uber is investigated for its legals. oh yeah, the FBI scans of the irises for identification detection and whatever. All kinds of other fun stuff. Interesting, and yeah, it's all tech stuff again. I can't really remember 2016 much other than that. Let's see, where else we got? We got nothing else on that. So I'm going to just jump right back into a 2016 episode. Let's go to episode 205. Does anybody else remember episode 205? I remember episode 205. Actually, I don't, but I'm going to remember it after I start playing a bit of it, right?
Not even just because you guys hinted it at the beginning, but I was willing to bet on it well before you mentioned it.
Well, I'd like to say that, yes, Maria was the captain of the mischief on set, but also Jason and his wife Aline's little chihuahua Winston was quite he started a lot of fights on set, for sure.
Okay, so no excluding whoopee cushions or anything like that? Just like, okay, just middle like, of the night stuff?
Yeah, a lot of middle of the night stuff.
Yeah, we had some of that. We had middle of the day stuff. We had whole Winston so he doesn't bark stuff. Yeah, a lot of stuff.
A lot of, like, Winston knowing that Aline was pregnant and acting out stuff. He was a child. Then there was a real child on the way. So
a lot of hold this little demon in your mouth for a very long time stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That happened.
That particular thing in the movie I enjoyed immensely. I giggled my butt off when I first saw it. It's like, what the hell is... Oh, geez, that's supposed to be the transitional thing. It's like, did you guys actually have to hold something in your mouth that long to do that?
Yeah. It was made to, like, stick over your tongue, but it kept falling off the edge of my tongue. So I just kept it in my mouth and sort of, like, bit down at it to keep control of it. You know,
and
but
having
it was,
all that
it was
blood in your mouth too made the experience even richer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like a little critter in the tip of your tongue, but all that awesome blood.
Nice. Well, because you know, if you're going to have a horror movie that's going to have any level of interaction with, oh, let's say it's witches and demons and like human sacrifice, which I loved at the beginning of the movie, starts off with the obligatory human sacrifice, like let a baby stab. Oh, no stab, but baby sacrifice. That's awesome. And fun fact.
You know who that baby is, right?
Fun fact I was just going to throw out, as I had read earlier, that's actually Jason's son?
Son.
Yep.
Yeah.
The spawn of Jason,
The spawn of Jason.
So you're starting him out early, learning the ropes on how to be a movie star, eh?
Yeah.
He really upstaged all of us, right, Maria?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there I was trying not to trip over the edge of my robe and fall on my face in the middle of the woods. But he just stole
everything. And this baby's stealing shots,
That's...
I don't know how...
that was going to be the one question I had highlighted here. Working with babies, myth or magical?
Magical.
I tend to try and stay as far away as possible.
I'm inclined to be with Maria on that one, but that's I don't work with them. We feed on their brains.
Yeah, no, don't work with babies. They're magical, so don't work with them.
No, no, no. We feed on their brains, and that's about as much as far as I go with them. Well, we appear to have lost Jason for a minute or two.
It's the 405 curse.
The 405. Okay, yep. So explain the 405. This is in California?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Imagine being stuck in a really small elevator. I'm going to go over. Maria, help me out on this because you know what it's about. Mm-hmm. And you can't.
So that was episode 205. The came out mid-2016. Sorry, I'm looking at 15 different windows all at the same time because that's what I do. I have so many things. So that was one of my more interesting interviews that I had. That was with Jason Bognacki, Maria Olson, and Pauly Rojas. They were talking and they were promoting a movie came out. It was a witch movie. Actually, I think it was called The Witch. Sorry, Mark of the Witch. Maria and Pauly, they were at home, and this was a electronic conversation going on with them. But Jason was on the highway in California, on one of the California notorious highways, and he kept losing his signal all the time. So he's calling me on the cell phone, and every once in a while I was like, "Hello, Jason, are you there? Are we there yet?" And that was some funny shit. I'd never actually had an interview like that yet, where the interviewee was mobile like that and just kept dropping. I mean, I've had a couple of interesting guests in different weird places, but that's fine. I mean, you choose your places where you're going to speak your stuff, and then you keep doing or whatever. But it was an interesting episode. It was cool. I mean, as that Jason was the director, Maria and Pauly were both actresses in the movie, and it was like, it was a weird thing. It was a B movie, obviously not a very high budget, but it was one of these weird, I'm kind of an art house horror movie, and it was different. So now to the news for 2017. Let's see what we got. We got North Korea. Oh yeah, North Korea has been doing all their shit from the time. We got Me Too movement. Yeah, that was a big defining moment. Oh yes, here was the big one in 2017. Donald Trump was sworn in as the 45th president of the U.S. We all know where that went. Let's see, what else we got? Oh yeah, the Mueller investigation. Yeah, pint loads of fun. Kim Jong-un doing his missile testing starting back then. Actually, I think he was starting it before then, but I think that was making a big splash of it then. Oh shit, yeah, I forgot about this one. Actually, didn't forget about it, because as soon as I see something about it, I remember about it. The mass shooting at Vegas from the casino. That was some messed up shit that happened then. A couple of tourist designation terrorisms happening. The big war on the opioid epidemic. Ooh, pantloads of nasty-ass hurricanes. We had a total solar eclipse. Really, whatever. And that's when we started having these whole Charlottesville Unite the Right movement and removing statues of Confederate soldiers. That whole pantload of fun happened then. So 2017 was an interesting news year. Let's go straight into a 2017 episode. And let's go and pick some random point in the play out and go there.
Not really with any expectations.
Well, good. I hope not, because I don't know what to expect in that one. Because, sometimes, and as to answer Jeff's question in the chat room, yes, I have seen Poltergeist. Dude, Wardog, you haven't seen it? You have to watch it. Have you seen Poltergeist?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good, good. Splattery, good, clean fun for the Colonel Sanders, for everyone.
Who is the new Colonel now? I can't tell from these commercials. They keep changing it.
I don't know. I can't follow it. It's just the whole Colonel Sanders. There was a zombie Colonel Sanders commercial, too, at some point. Crap. I can't remember what that was.
I don't remember, though.
I'll have to YouTube some looking up later. Now that actually dethroned my entire thought process right there. So other than more of the Stranger Dead series, what else you got cooking up?
Right now, that's the main focus. It's been a while since I've worked on short stories, and so I'm trying to do some of that too, because that's my first love for both reading and writing. I just love the short story format, and so I'm trying to get back into that. Speaking of zombie nuts, I got this bowl of walnuts in front of me, and they look like decomposing brains.
You have seen the pictures that I've shared a couple times, right? The zombie nuts eating the brains out of the zombie shells. And that was a quick slice of episode 237 with a good friend of mine, David Dunwoody. The Dunwoody. Good writer. Did a lot of stuff. He had an awesome book that I remember reading that I actually have somewhere over there. Well, what if Death took a vacation and didn't want to keep picking up the souls anymore? He just said, you know what? Screw it. I'm not doing this anymore. And it was actually a pretty cool story. I met him at a place called Horror Realm back in Pittsburgh. Originally, I think the first time, about 10, 12 years ago. And it's like, it was a good jumping board for meeting a lot of fun people back then. So, 2018, what kind of nefariousness is this can we do from 2018? Apparently, according to CNN, it wasn't all that bad. North Korea, oh yeah, this was a good piece. North Korea and South Korea vowed to formally end the Korean War. Cuba announced a new president. Iraq had parliamentary elections. Canada, that's the year that it did it. We legalized pot. Apparently we were the second country in the world to legalize it as a nation. Uruguay was the first. South Korea closed its largest dog meat slaughterhouse. All right. Meghan Markle became the first woman of color to join the British royal family. Yeah, that's right. That is only like a couple years ago. Holy shit, man. Times just fly by like that. Let's see. We got Saudi Arabia. Women are finally allowed to drive. Scotland became the first country to back teaching LGBTI issues in schools. Health and science. A woman gave birth to a baby after she received a uterus transplant from a dead person. Those dead people. They're in everything, right? Southeast Asia, 157 new species were discovered. Interesting. Let's see, what else we got? We got lots of sports stuff going on. I don't really care about the sports. SpaceX apparently launched 64 satellites into orbit. I remember reading about the ghost particle before. It was traveled 3.7 billion light years and was found. First time we were able to hear, I remember this one too, hearing the sounds of the sun. It was, they converted it into some electronic techno type stuff, and it was like, okay. Crazy Rich Asians made its big debut and was popular in a lot of places. Black Panther, that's right, the movie Black Panther came out, and I liked that movie, it was fun. Anything else of real interest here? Nah, not so much. So let's go straight into a 2018 episode. Bam! Bam!
I had to rewind it just to see it again. I was like, did I just... Oh, yes!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was much fun.
Yeah, it was a blast. Totally worth watching. If you haven't seen it, definitely go see it, and or find a way to get that puppy in a recording and keep it forever.
I'll just get it on DVD when it comes out on DVD.
But you'd have to get the series for that.
The series. I have up to season 9 on DVD. I just haven't gotten around to watching it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I've during Boxing Day over the last few years, every time they put seasons out for like $10, like, yeah, give me that. Okay. And then it's just gone on my shelf, and I've just, when I get eventually all of the seasons, maybe I'll just binge them all.
Yeah. Well, no, I totally, I wish I could find that over here. I'd probably do that.
What?
Yeah, I've never found them for that price.
Okay. No, Black Friday deals?
Well, Supernatural is like, you know, very popular, so there's people who are still buying it. You know, I think the cheapest I've ever seen it was $20 for a season.
Really?
Yeah.
Ha-ha! Yay, Canada!
Yeah, there you go.
Now, it's a shame, though, that the store that I used to buy it from no longer actually carries a lovely selection of Blu-rays and DVDs anymore, because they've stripped back on media, because you can get it off Amazon, or people are whatever, And it's like, I guess they just don't sell it as much anymore. Which is a shame, because I used to love going into the store all the time and picking up, oh, I want this one and this one and this one. It's on sale. Ooh, yay.
Well, see, and I could compliment or say this is bad for these, but companies like Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu, if you're getting their subscription, you're able to go and watch or binge whatever shows that they've got going on, which might include Supernatural or so forth. So, I mean, I could see where that might hurt.
Okay, I just found Supernatural, the complete first season, on Amazon for $15.
See
what in Canada. Uh-oh, which means okay. In the U.S. it's probably about 10.
Okay, give me a second. I'm going there now.
First season, second season, and third season. And that was a good old-fashioned slice of a little bit of me and EW for that interim period where EW was co-hosting with me for a while. That was episode 293, way back in the way back when. Because you know what? This episode is 447. To give you an idea as to how many freaking episodes I've been doing this, 10 years, man. 10 years. It's a lot of time. So, quick recap on some news stuff from 2019. Actor Jesse Smollett. Oh my God. He got charged for filing a fake police report about him being attacked. And it's like he staged the whole thing. And it's like, okay. Really not one of the best things to be doing. What was this one? Oh, yeah, no. What else? Oh, what was this one? Nah, not that one. Well, there's a lot of weird news that came out in 2019. I like this piece of... U.S. Representative Beto O'Rourke speaking to a bunch of people in a coffee house. He's standing up on the table and just yapping at people. It's like, what the fluff? Yeah, not so much that. Worst mass shooting in New Zealand's history. Okay, I didn't remember that. New Zealand voted 119-1 to ban the military-style automatic weapons. Yep, remember that. Lori Loughlin. Oh yes, the whole what the hell was it? The bribes to get their kids into prestigious universities. Yeah, that broke out in 2019. That's a cool picture. Traders on the stock exchange. More science stuff. Julian Assange going to court in London after spending a whole crap ton of time in Ecuadorian embassy. Oh yeah, man, really? Holy crap! It's like I said, you just never keep remembering where stuff's going on. Oh, the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris that caught fire and burned a big part of it, and wow, that's a weird picture. I have to share that picture later. What was this? Prince Louis, the little person from Catherine the Duchess of Cambridge. First photos released in April in that year. That is a weird funeral look, but okay, we'll go on with that. North Korean leader Kim Jong and Putin have a big-ass meet in Russia and then talks with Donald Trump. Oh boy. That didn't go very far. Hey, yeah, that's a cool picture. Squirrel playing with a cat. Okay, I'm just going to jump right into the 2019 episode. And let's see, what's this one doing? Yeah, let's slice it there.
Our nuts. We want our nuts. Where are our nuts? Give us our nuts. Tell us where our nuts are, Uatu.
And Uatu looked at them and was like, well, if you really want to know, the monkeys ate them. And the squirrels were like, what? And there was complete, utter chaos amongst the ranks of the squirrels. And the squirrels were like, those damn dirty people things, what the heck happened? Why did they eat their nuts? They just lost it. And then the monkeys came by and said, we didn't eat them. What? Uatu's lying. He's a lying Uatu. But Uatu is not allowed to lie. He's like the watcher. He's not supposed to say bad things or wrong things or whatever. And Uatu's like looking, it's like, yeah, well, I didn't say them. I just said the monkeys. You know, Hey, na, 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 we're the monkeys. The band. They ate your nuts. Well, wait. Where are they now? Well, a couple of them are no longer with us. But I think Mickey's still around. Yeah. Just go on the internet. Look him up. You can find him. He's around. He's in that movie. What movie? Yes, what movie? Oh, I know what movie it was. It was that one, it was like Megapython versus Gatoroid. Yeah. And it was like him and like Debbie Gibson and Tiffany. I think we're alone now. Yeah, that thing. So, then Uwadu said, he's still alive. Go get him. And there was like, Human? Human. I don't know if we can do Human. What are we supposed to do? Like, kind of, like, gather together as a big... we could do, like, the meat cluster squirrel giant mega thing. We're like, yes, let's do that. So they all got together, and they banded together. They all grabbed their little hands together, and all the fluffy little tails, and their tiny little teeth together, and they banded together, and they started rolling. Big pile of squirrels rolling, getting bigger, picking up all those squirrels. The entire army clustered into this entire giant rolling ball of squirrels, which just gathered together. And when they all got, so that was episode 337, way back there in the, what was that, July 10th, 2019. I don't know what I was doing, but I must have been smoking something, because I don't think I don't smoke anything, so it doesn't matter. Because I believe that particular episode I was trying to do in a complete one, just talk the entire time without actually getting into anything very important, because, you know, every once in a while you just gotta cleanse the palate and do that sort of thing. So let's jump onto the news of 2020. Yeah, it's boring, they did stuff, blah blah blah, moving away. Let's go and jump into a quick slice of the episode for 2027, because I actually like something about happened in this episode. So I'm just going to play that right there.
Your resleeving is now complete.
The spoke designed by Kamalo BioWare. Military use only. Rapid healing, enhanced reaction time, among other bells and whistles.
Oh my.
Of all the godforsaken rocks we've been to, we're right back where we started.
Harlan's War?
Thought you swore you'd never return. What compelled you?
I'm still looking for her, and I can't walk away.
That's not love. It's obsession. In time, even love turns to dust.
Tuck!
Kill!
Whatever you need, whatever it costs. Cut out their stacks and bring them to me. The whole planet's going to be hunting him.
We're in danger here.
Oh, I assure you. Measures will be taken.
I can destroy you so utterly, nothing will be left.
I've heard that one before.
Activate Evergreen.
Confirm.
Are you so far gone you don't recognize yourself?
Last night we had a pigeon. It was a giant pigeon. And just like, wow. It flew. It ate a lot. And then it did its other business. And it's like right on the main front foyer. That's like, oh my god. The cleaner types are still like cleaning that shit up, you know? It's like, ew. Kind of stinks too, you know, it's got that potassium weird ass smell to it. It's like icky. Yeah, Princess, we know, we heard about these things. That giant pigeon, he's a menace. So I wanted that episode because I wanted to start the whole, hey, I did the return of Mega Squirrel, the whole bit that I was trying to start doing back then, where I'd go a number of episodes and play this bit where I was doing a bunch of different voices. It was some kind of like fantasy little story, which I was creating as I was talking. I didn't actually have any notes or anything on it. It was just a matter of whole stream of consciousness through the entire show. As I realized I started playing that, I was actually playing in the middle of that episode where it was actually not really quite at the point where I started it. So it's like random. So let's just jump it and go ahead and get a little bit of it. It's a little slice. So I realized there's one more year to go through. And let's see, what did I have skewed up on that? That would be... oh yeah, let's do a slice of that one, because, you know, these guys were good friends of mine and I like to support them as well, so let's get a slice of them for a bit too. And then it's, I know that there's nobody else on after me here, so I can probably go a little bit over and not be a not nice person, radio DJ person, and just screw up somebody else's schedule. I like try to be nice, right? So let's play a little bit of this one and then kill it.
Fine art. Yeah. Some of that stuff's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. And
Little
Abner. Yeah.
Little
Abner.
I found the old comic
that he
worked on.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
And he did a comic.
That's really cartoony.
He did an entire comic book called White Indian.
Okay.
It was a white guy who was raised by a First Nations tribe and became essentially one of the First Nations people in that group. And it was like, it's a pretty good comic book.
Oh, very good. Cool. Sounds interesting. I mean, and that was all ink-based work, right? With probably with flat colors.
Yeah, it was all probably just line art stuff that he worked on.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Yeah. So, but with one project, of course, with any individual project that I usually tend to do, I do tend to stick to more or less one style for that project.
This was what I was going to ask.
What's that?
This is what I was going to ask. Is there all of your issues going to be basically the same art style, or are you going to change it up at any point?
Yeah, that's what I was going to get at. So I do like the idea of changing my styles because I just love to do that, right? So I do have this idea that each issue, including issue zero, which is the first issue, more or less. It is the first issue, but it's issue zero.
Yeah.
It just felt too perfect because, you know, 0 point. Let's start with issue zero, right? So there's a backup story in there, which is in the same style, that just elaborates a little more in the story, character, one of the characters, actually, elaborates. In the second issue, which I've already done a page for, it's going to be another backup story which elaborates a little more for another character, but it's going to be done in watercolor with some digital airbrush. So because it's a backup story, I thought, hey, why not?
So that was a couple of fun dudes by the name of George Todorovsky and Renee Vrenz. They have been people I've been aware of for a long time. They've got a number of comic books out and stuff that they've been working on, different projects. George has a new project called, what the heck was it? Some new comic books that he's got on the Kickstarter. He's doing some stuff with it. It's pretty cool. They've been on a couple times. They'll be on a couple times more, I know, in the future. We'll see how things go. And that I'm going to call a wrap for tonight's episode. I really wanted to play more Mega Squirrel. Oh, well, I'm not going to do more Mega Squirrel. I was trying to threaten and scare somebody. I'm doing a whole episode of Mega Squirrel next week, but I'm not really doing a whole episode of Mega Squirrel next week. I'm actually going to have a guest next week, which I'm not going to say anything about right now because it's going to be a surprise, a secret, a little surprise secret things. Like, I go and do these things like without doing the Skeksis voice, because I do the Skeksis voice in the Mega Squirrel, and it's like, okay, moving on. So, come back again every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or whatever the hell time it is that you have fun times to think about. I am willing to talk about pretty much anything, as it has been well documented over many, many years. Actually, apparently 10 of them now that I think about it for a second. Find us on the Twitter, find us on the Instagram, find us on the Facebook. I am more than happy to chat there or here or... I'm not going to chat in the bathroom because that's just weird. I want to say thank you everybody who has come by and been guests on the show for the last 10 years. Everybody who has been a listener, a fan, a participant in any way, shape, or form. Just know that I absolutely am so happy about that. I love the fact that all you guys are a part of this community. It is cool as shit. I am looking forward to talking about more horror movies and TV shows and stuff and talking with more people and getting to know more people out there and all this other stuff. It is going to be pant loads of fun. Looking forward to another 10 years. I'm just going to sign off at that point. Everybody out there, have yourselves an amazing after rotten good time. Oh, you know what? Actually, I think I'm going to read an inspirational thing for a second because, you know, I have some of those. I've done those a few times and I'm going to read this one here. Because this one was cool. I wrote it originally 7 years ago. So, let's do this one. It's kind of a longer one. I got some time. I'm going to throw it out there. We are born with limitations, boundaries, definitions that obscure what we are, what we stand for, what we believe to be the right of things. However, we are also born with the ability to recognize these obstacles for what they are, transient conditions which can be relegated to either the, oh my, I can't get past this status, or the, oh my, I totally broke through that difficult thing in my life status. The choice belongs to each and every one of us frequently, throughout every day that we rise out of bed to face the day. Life is a personal commitment, a state of being in which the only person who truly has the power to affect the development of one's own progress is oneself. We, each and every one of us, have the ability to overcome our limitations and achieve that which we feel strongly, passionately, defiantly about. Stick out your neck once in a while and lead the charge. Be a part of the process that continues to broaden the scope of your existence. Never let your fear of failure keep you from positioning new ideas on your plate. You will fail occasionally, but when you succeed, there is joy and wonder and a sense of more than just accomplishment. There is the satisfaction of breaking past a personal barrier, one that keeps one in the box. Be brightness and be your best at all times. Doho! Those are words I wrote, okay? I like making weird, happy shit like that. So, come on, another 10 years of after rot. You can do it. I can do it. We can all do it. Let's take over the world. That's part of my plan. Part of my working operational plan right now is to take over the world, slowly but surely, every little bit. Again, every 9 p.m. Wednesday, I know those words were not in the right order, every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, come back here, talk to me, get in the chat room, do stuff, it's all good, right? Yeah!